got it covered, Chef. I got it.
This is the culinary equivalent of a major theatrical production just before the actors hit the stage.
And we're garnishing tonight with a fig jam and a pistachio butter. It's just pistachio and laudemio, really good extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of sea salt, and then a roasted fig on top.
Chef Reese Lacoste is working with four of America's finest chefs, ably assisted by a crack kitchen staff, to put the finishing touches on a masterpiece of a meal. Restaurant manager Janet Cam says the event has been organized to celebrate the life's work of the legendary American chef James Beard.
James Beard is perhaps the first person to be noted as focused on food in America. And he really provided, I think, a guide for Americans in cooking and realizing what good food is.
James Beard showed Americans that it is not difficult to eat well, says wine importer Terry Thies.
We Americans tend to feel that this exists in some lofty aesthetic realm to which we don't have access because we're just plain folk. But in fact, we can eat beautifully and well and simply. All we have to do is care about it and pay a certain kind of attention.
Chef Beard's love of food and its social influence led to the creation of a foundation in his name. The James Beard Foundation promotes the culinary arts through awards programs, scholarships, and Taste America events, where chefs like Bob Kincaid prepare American cuisine.
It's kind of a mixture of a lot of different cuisines, like the people in that are in America, you know, taken from French, German, Italian, and then adding into that local products and things that are grown here and produced here.
Washington, D.C.'s Vidalia restaurant played host on this night. And the fact that the event is being held in this city is a sign of changing times, say the experts here.
Specifically in Washington, I think this event is important because for a long time, Washington has been struggling to establish itself as a major league restaurant city. And for a very long time, was not considered to be one. And I think those days are drawing to a close.
Yes, and just in time for dessert. George Dwyer, VOA News.